last game you faced them last year to where you are now?
I think I've just grown as a, you know, player and a person. I mean, just playing in this league, playing the games, going through an off season, and then just continuing to get reps and get playing experience. I've definitely grown and feel more and more comfortable. And I think the big thing going from college to the NFL is adapting to the speed of the game, adapting to the terminology of everything that happens. Because, I mean, these guys were, you know, go against every week are pretty darn good athletes. So the windows are a lot tighter. The windows that were there in college aren't really there in the pros. So you really have to do a lot of stuff with your eyes, with your body and everything to open everything up. So I think it's an ongoing process of, you know, working on all those things to help open up routes, to, you know, stay on time and deliver the ball. So I feel like I've improved a lot, but still have a lot of improving to do.
Is it something that they've done, I mean, their scheme that gave you fits a little bit last year, or just, listen, rookie, you know,
stuff? Done with the Redskins?
Yeah.
I mean, I made some mistakes. I made some ill decisions with some throws that, you know, didn't turn out so good, and you just got to bounce back from those situations. And, you know, when I go out there, I'm not trying to throw an interception. I'm trying to throw touchdowns in all those situations. And, you know, sometimes there's going to be some tight windows that you got to fit it in. But it's really just trying to be smart with the ball. If, you know, I feel like it's not there, it's all right to check it down and get, you know, 5-10 yards. You know, that's a great play. And then you can come back to it and you move forward instead of putting the ball at risk and giving them an opportunity for a big play.
Nick, when you watched the film on that first touchdown to Deshaun, what did you see on that play?
I just went through my read, and out of the corner of my eye, I saw Deshaun just shooting through, you know, shooting over the safety. So I was trying to, you know, I was trying to work the pocket. They brought a nickel blitz off the side, so I stepped up, and, you know, it was a little bit different weather, so I tried to get it out there for him, and needed to throw a little further, but it just so happened that the ball popped up the way it did. And, you know, that happens in sports. It happens all the time. You know, sometimes it doesn't work out for you. That time it did, and I was very thankful it did.
Why have your numbers been so different at home than away, your personal numbers?
I couldn't tell you. I feel like I played more away games than I have home games in my career, and especially this year, so that could be a reason. But, you know, I couldn't tell you. I'm looking forward to this game. I'm looking forward to being in front of our fans to go out there. We've been on the road, and, you know, the last home game I wasn't even, you know, there because I had a concussion. So I'm excited to be back out there and, you know, playing in Philadelphia.
Now, Nick, you've referenced the weather, I think, after the game, just now. To be a successful cold-weather quarterback, is there something that goes into that? Because it's something that you don't have much experience with.
I mean, I think y'all know I'm from the South and went to Arizona. I spent a year at Michigan State, so it is, you know, I'm acclimating to it. I'm getting more used to throwing in the cold weather. And, you know, when you have cold weather and wind, it makes it a little bit more difficult. And you just got to make sure the spiral's tight. And, you know, sometimes in throw, you got to judge the wind because sometimes it's hard to get that deep ball out there when there's a gust of wind coming at you in the cold weather. So it's really just getting used to it. But I feel like as I've been in Philadelphia, I've gotten better and better at throwing in the cold weather. And when you get good at throwing in the cold weather, it makes it a lot easier to throw in warmer weather. So it's just something I'll continue to get acclimated to.
When you scramble and are keeping your eyes downfield, when do you want to throw on the run and when do you want to kind of reset and, you know, form a pocket wherever you are and throw from that platform?
I don't have an answer for you. You feel it. You know, you can see everything happen. You know, it's one thing to watch it on TV and see it, but it's a lot different when you're out there. Everything's happening really, really fast. There's some big boys around you. So if you see a seam and you can run, you take it. But sometimes when you see a seam, you try to run, and then all of a sudden a guy flashes right in front of you, try to give it to the, you know, receiver, because him, you know, with the ball in his hands, he can do some pretty crazy things. So it's a feel thing. It's not something I predetermine or choose to do. You know, I'd like to get the ball in the playmaker's hands, but, you know, I'm not opposed to run. I'll run and get some first downs, and I'm going to have to do that every game to keep us moving.
How do the Redskins look? What do they do on defense?
You know, I'm just finishing up with the last game, so I just barely got into the Redskins. I just know from playing them before that they have a good veteran group. They do have some young guys. I know that London Fletcher is going to lead that team, and, you know, he's a sharp veteran, and we're going to have to execute. But, you know, as the week goes on, I'll get a better idea of that. It's just, you know, we just finished playing, and, you know, we're trying to clean up the stuff. We, you know, I missed some opportunities in the last game that I want to take advantage of. So, you know, that's what today's used for.
What's your background with RG3? I'm growing up in Texas and in that draft class.
You know, we never really knew each other. Obviously, you know, he had a great career in college and, you know, won the Heisman. And going through the draft process, I got to know him a little bit, but not a whole lot. I just know that, you know, from being around him, I know he's a good dude.
Okay.
Hey,
I saw your NFL Network interview last week. So you're aware that a lot of people think you look like Napoleon Dynamite.
Yes, I am.
Do you think you look like Napoleon
Dynamite? Yeah, I think there's a resemblance. I can't lie.
You like that?
I've seen it once. It's been a long time ago. It made me laugh. I thought it was funny. So, you know. Thank you. Am I done? One more?
I just want to ask about Riley. You know, you seem like you just have so much confidence in him. What is it? Is it something that you guys establish in practice, or you just look out there, you got confidence he's going to get the ball?
I have confidence in all the receivers. You know, based on certain plays in different situations, you try to find different matchups, or you look at leverage. You look at – there's a lot of stuff that I can't really describe to you that goes through my head. It makes sense to me, and I can see it. And he's a big physical guy, and I think that it's self-explanatory. You put on the film, and you can see why I throw to him. He has a great feel for the ball. He's got a baseball player background, and that he showed that on that deep ball where I threw it to him. That's not a traditional throw. You usually don't throw that ball there, but you know, we have some receivers that can really track the ball downfield, so it makes it easier on me to, if I throw a ball that's not normally thrown there to where he can go around to safety and make a play, that's huge because, you know, that shows how athletic he is. And, you know, tracking a ball that's going like that, it's tough. But, you know, he's doing a great job.
Can I ask one more question?
Sure.
About his speed. You know, they mentioned, I just happened to watch it, and that's why I asked it. Joe Buck mentioned, this guy's big, and nobody ever thought he was fast, but he runs by people. Is he faster than people actually think he is?
I mean, I couldn't tell you. I've always thought he was fast. So I don't know what people think of his speed. I know that I, you know, have a lot of confidence in him, and I think he's a great athlete, and you know, I know he's grown a lot as a person, and I'm proud of him for that, and he'll continue to grow. So,
thanks, guys.
Thank you all.